Welcome to the Jeep Dive.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're really digging into the Brooklyn Bedding Spartan mattress. And this isn't just, you know, any mattress. The sources frame it as a performance and recovery tool, specifically designed with athletes, active people, that sort of thing, in mind.
Right. The tagline is pretty bold. Not just for sleep, it's for performance.
Exactly. So our mission today is to, well, boil down all the research, find the most crucial bits, give you a kind of shortcut to understanding what makes this mattress different and how it promises to be this game changer while you sleep.
What's fascinating here is really that core idea. Usually we think, okay, mattress equals comfort, maybe support, but framing it as active recovery gear, something that actually boosts physical output through sleep, that's a big shift in thinking.
It really is. It challenges how we see rest, doesn't it?
Definitely.
So here's where it gets really interesting for me, looking at the sources. They talk a lot about that problem, waking up sore, stiff, just not feeling rested.
Yeah, the common complaint. Right. And how poor recovery messes with performance, long-term health, everything. So if regular mattresses, as they say, just offer comfort, how is the Spartan supposed to be this game changer? Especially for people hitting the gym hard or, you know, even just dealing with work stress or aches.
Well, the claim is it's specifically made to fix that.
Yeah.
The whole idea, the central promise, is that it actively helps your body recover overnight. And yeah, the primary audience mentioned is athletes, active folks. But really, it's for anyone who's just tired of waking up feeling, frankly, worse than when they went to bed. Yeah. Turning sleep active, not passive.
Okay, active recovery. How? What's the mechanism?
Yeah.
The sources really push this far infrared technology woven into the cover, sometimes called nanobionic technology.
It's FIR tech.
Sounds very high tech, almost sci-fi. So what does this all mean? Practically speaking for you, your body, when you're lying on it, is there solid backing for this?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And it is the headline innovation here. So this far infrared rays technology, the FIR, it's actually part of the fabric in the cover. The idea is it takes your natural body heat and it reflects it back. But as far infrared energy, now this isn't just about warmth, it's designed to actually penetrate deeper, promote better blood circulation locally, which in theory helps muscles recover faster, reduces inflammation. That's the core recovery claim. But it's not working alone. It's part of a system.
Oh, okay.
You've also got copper-infused foam right below the cover. Copper brings antimicrobial properties, which is great for keeping things fresh. And it's also highly conductive, so it helps pull heat away, enhancing the cooling.
Cooling is key, too.
Absolutely. And then there's also gel swirl memory foam in there that's specifically designed to absorb and disperse body heat, help with airflow, basically preventing you from overheating. So it's like recovery tech plus serious temperature regulation, a combined approach.
Okay, so we've got this advanced tech, the FIR, the copper, the gel foam. How does that all come together in the actual structure? Let's peel back the layers. It's a 13-inch hybrid mattress, the sources say. What does hybrid actually mean for the person sleeping on it? What's the feel?
Right. Hybrid means you're getting a mix foam layers on top for comfort and contouring, and then coils underneath for support and airflow. Best of both worlds, ideally. And the Spartan has six distinct layers, each doing a job.
Six layers. Okay, break it down for us.
Sure. So, top layer, that smart fabric performance cover, that's where the FIR tech is doing the recovery work. It's also breathable moisture wicking.
Got it. Layer one.
Layer two. Copper flex foam, that's the copper infused layer we talked about, cooling, antimicrobial, contouring. Layer three is supreme response comfort foam, adding another layer of, well, comfort and responsiveness.
Okay.
Layer four, gel swirl memory foam. Again, more cooling, more pressure relief. This one's gel infused to really help disperse heat.
So lots of cooling tech near the top.
Exactly. Then we get into the core support. Layer five is Veriflex transition foam. This is a firmer foam layer. It provides that deeper support, helps with durability, and crucially, spinal alignment, especially if you sleep on your back or stomach.
The firmer support underneath.
Right. And finally, layer six, the zoned ascension coil core. These are individually pocketed coils, which means they move independently good for motion isolation, but they're also zoned. They're firmer in the middle under your lumbar area for extra back support.
Oh, interesting. Targeted support.
Precisely. And then softer under the shoulders and legs to relieve pressure there. It's designed to adapt to your body's different needs. And importantly, the sources mention certifications like CertiPure US and Okotex.
Right. What do those mean?
They basically guarantee the foams are made without harmful chemicals, are low VOC, meet strict safety and environmental standards. It contributes to a healthier sleep space, which is part of recovery too, right? No nasty off-gassing.
Definitely important. Okay, that sounds like a really thought-out construction, meticulously engineered, as you said. But, you know, with complex designs, sometimes there are trade-offs. Anything mentioned about longevity or maintenance quirks? And beyond the structure, what about making it yours? It comes in soft, medium, and firm. How much difference do those options really make?
That's a good question. The sources emphasize the quality materials contributing to durability, so longevity seems intended. Maintenance is pretty standard for mattresses like this. But yeah, the firmness options are where the personalization really comes in. They cater to quite different preferences.
How so?
Well, the soft version, they rate it like a 3 or 4 out of 10 for firmness, described as really plush, lots of contouring, a cloud-like surface. This one's generally best for side sleepers.
Why side sleepers specifically?
Because it gives more cushioning for the shoulders and hips, those pressure points when you're on your side. Helps keep the spine aligned.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the medium?
The medium is right in the middle, a 5 to 6 out of 10. It's designed for balance, good pressure relief, but you don't sink in quite as much. This is often the go-to for combo sleepers who change positions or maybe couples with different tastes. It's versatile.
Crowd pleaser, maybe?
Kind of, yeah. And then there's the firm. That's rated a 7 to 8 out of 10. Much more supportive feel, minimal sinkage. This one is typically recommended for back and stomach sleepers.
Look at them.
They generally need more support to keep their spine straight and prevent their hips from sinking too low, which can cause back pain. The firm provides that solid foundation.
You mentioned pressure relief being great on the softer side sleepers. Can you unpack that term a bit more? Why is it so crucial, especially for active people?
Mm-hmm.
And while we're at it, what about things like sinkage, response time, balance? We hear those a lot.
Absolutely. So pressure relief is basically how well the mattress distributes your weight to avoid putting too much stress on specific points. Think shoulders, hips, lower back. For active folks whose muscles might be sore or recovering, reducing that pressure allows for better relaxation and blood flow. Less tossing and turning, less waking up achy.
Okay, so it's about even support.
Exactly. Now, sinkage is just how much you nestle into the mattress. Too much, you feel stuck. Too little, it might feel hard. The Spartan aims for enough sinkage to cradle you and align your spine, but not swallow you whole.
Right. And response time.
Response time is how quickly the foam bounces back when you move. Faster response means it adapts quickly, so you don't get that slow, quicksand feeling when you change positions. Makes moving easier.
Gotcha. And bounce, is that just for fun?
Well, maybe a little, but bounce also relates to responsiveness and ease of movement. It gives the mattress a more lively feel, less deadening. It can make getting in and out of bed easier, too. Oh, and another practical point, the sources note it supports up to 250, even 300 pounds per sleeper.
That's good to know for durability and support, especially for heavier individuals.
Right. Prevents premature sagging and ensures proper alignment is maintained.
Okay, we've covered the science, the feel, the firmness. Let's shift to the practical day-to-day stuff. A mattress isn't just for one person sleeping alone. What about couples? How does it handle things like movement?
Well, that's a big one for couples. The Spartan, according to the sources, has excellent motion isolation, meaning the pocketed coils and foam layers absorb movement well. So if your partner tosses and turns, you're less likely to feel it on your side of the bed. Big plus for light sleepers.
Definitely. What about sleeping near the edge? Edge support?
Yes. Edge support, there's a bit of nuance here. The design does include reinforced edges, aiming for decent support. However, the FAQ section in one source explicitly states, edge support may not be ideal for couples who frequently use the bed's edges.
Okay. So it's decent, but maybe not rock solid right at the very edge.
That seems to be the takeaway. If you tend to sprawl out or sit on the edge a lot, it might feel a bit less supportive there compared to the center. Something to keep in mind.
Good to know. What about other activities? Does it work well for sex?
The sources suggest it finds a good balance. It's got enough comfort, but also the responsiveness and bounce from the coils for easy movement and stability. So generally positive on that front.
All right. And the whole buying and setup experience, is it a hassle?
Seems pretty straightforward. Shipping is free, right to your doorstep. They arrive compressed and vacuum sealed in a box.
Bib the box style.
Exactly. Makes it easier to get into your house. There's usually an option for white glove setup, too, if you don't want to handle the unboxing and placement yourself.
Does this smell weird when you open it? Off-gassing.
The sources say off-gassing is minimal, maybe a slight new mattress smell, but it typically fades within a few hours to a day in a ventilated room. Not a major issue reported.
Okay. And what if you try it and don't like it?
That's where the trial period comes in. They offer a 120-night comfort trial.
4 months. That's pretty generous.
Yeah. Gives you plenty of time to adjust and really see if it works for your body and sleep habits. Peace of mind there.
And long-term warranty.
A lifetime warranty, actually. Which is quite strong. It covers manufacturing defects for as long as you own it.
Lifetime. Wow. Okay. What about the cost? Is it astronomical?
It's positioned as a premium mattress, so it's not a budget buy. But the sources generally frame it as great value for the price, considering the technology, materials, warranty, and trial period. You're paying for those performance features.
Yeah, the company itself, Brooklyn Bedding. Reliable.
They have a pretty solid reputation, been around since 1995, known for innovation, and they actually manufacture their own mattresses in-house in the U.S. Customer support is generally reported as responsive phone, email, live chat. And there seems to be quite a bit of positive customer feedback, that social proof element.
Okay, so we've really dissected this thing. Tech, feel, firmness, practicalities. Let's boil it down. Based on everything we've uncovered from the sources, who is the Brooklyn Bedding Spartan perfect for? And what are the key things someone should pause and consider before clicking buy?
All right. The ideal user profile that emerges is definitely active individuals or athletes serious about recovery. Also, hot sleepers due to all that cooling tech we discussed. And potentially back pain sufferers who could benefit from that zone support and pressure relief combination. Its real strengths seem to be advanced cooling and pressure relief.
Makes sense. And who might want to look elsewhere? What are the potential downsides or deal breakers?
Okay, things to consider. If you absolutely love a super soft, deep, sink-in, plush marshmallow feel, the Spartan, even the soft version, might still feel too firm or responsive for you.
Right, it's geared more towards support and recovery.
Exactly. Also, if you're on a really tight budget, this is a premium product, so the price point could be a barrier. Interestingly, some stomach sleepers might find even the firm option too firm if they prefer a bit more plushness on top. Same for very lightweight sleepers who might not sink in enough to get maximum contouring.
Good points. Any other catches?
Just be aware of that $99 processing fee if you do decide to return it during the trial period. It's not totally free returns.
Okay, important detail.
And practically speaking, it's a substantial hybrid mattress. It can be heavy and potentially difficult to set up or move by yourself once it's fully expanded.
Fair enough. Are there alternatives mentioned if the Spartan doesn't quite fit?
Yeah, the sources briefly mention a couple, the Bear Elite Hybrid and the Nola Evolution 15. They're noted as having similar features like cooling and zone support. So if maybe motion isolation is your absolute top priority, or you need slightly different pressure relief for your specific sleep style, those could be worth comparing.
Good to have options. Okay, so there you have it. A really deep look at the Brooklyn Bedding Spartan. It seems clear it's positioned as more than just a comfortable place to crash. It's engineered as a tool for physical recovery, for enhancing performance. So what does this all mean for how you, the listener, might think about your own rest and, well, your daily energy levels?
It definitely raises a bigger question, doesn't it? If we can engineer a mattress to actively help our muscles recover and improve circulation while we're just sleeping, What other passive parts of our day could potentially be redesigned? What else could become an active tool for boosting well-being or even peak performance without us consciously doing anything?
That's a really interesting thought to end on. What else could be working for us while we rest? Fascinating stuff. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.